Sports was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning. Gosh, whoa, people calling already. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, which means you can hop in there and join our chat pack. Say hello. Good morning, as many do. 7:06 in the morning. And, Bad Bob's on the phone already. A lot of things happening today. We have a series of guests today trying to get a whole lot of things out about what's going on around town and what are we doing and what can you be doing and what's happening in anything concerning from veterans to, what's happening at Cool April Nights again, you know, which is quickly approaching us. But we're going to start our morning off with, of course, our Wells Fargo advisors. And with our market minute, and let's go to Chris Lasontek. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are a little changed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 1 point at 14,612. The S&P 500 down a fraction at 1,562, while the NASDAQ Composite's unchanged at 3,222. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 96 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up a dime at $12.31, JCPenney down $1.66 at $14.21, Ford's up 9 cents at $12.87, while Ocoa's down 8 cents at $8.31. Of local interest, PG&E up 9 cents at $46.77, Costco's down 66 cents at $106.35, and Harley-Davidson up 14 cents at $51.53. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.73%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.23%. Oil's down 26 cents a barrel at $93.10, and precious metals are higher with gold up $4.42 an ounce at $1577.51, while silver is up 22 cents at $27.47. This is Crystal Sondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive to our offices or give them a call at 530-243-7561. Wells Fargo advisors, what do you want to do with that money? And who has the best advice? Give them a call. 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors. Bad Bob, weather today.
In a word, beautiful today. High near 75 under clear skies. In fact, spectacular this morning if you look off to the east. Mostly clear tonight. Low will be around 53. Tomorrow, high near 82 degrees. Right now in Reading, we have 50 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, a place to go out for great food, ambiance, music, laughter, weddings, and also just to check up on what the latest is on court issues. Front page again today. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, hey, today, okay, do you remember the House of Wax?
Oh, Vincent Price, yes.
And what was the big thing about the House of Wax? What was it?
The big thing about it?
Yeah, it was a first.
The
first major Hollywood studio to introduce 3D.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
There you go. And if I remember that, that was kind of a risque movie in there.
Yeah.
They had people that were putting wax on, didn't have clothes and all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of very discreet shots, yes.
And then of course the very first official 3D movie was called Bwana Devil. And it starred Robert Stack, you know, the guy from The Untouchables. But, you know, they said, hey, this was really a bad movie, but it had these 3D glasses and of course people lined up for hours to get in these movies. And so they went, oh, well, maybe this works.
Well, everybody's
like reality shows.
Of course, like 3D TVs, it's a passing fad. So,
well, you know what?
3D TVs are a lot more expensive.
Yeah, they are. They're saying all the movies are going to be made in 3D. You know, that they can, you know, on the Blu-rays and all this. And
nobody's come up with a technology that doesn't require the glasses, and that's the big stumbling point.
I have some sad news.
Oh?
Yeah, I'm going to do. Annette Funicello passed away yesterday.
No.
Age 70.
And her great big ears.
70 years old, she passed away. I can't believe how callous you are. Just because you watched her mature from a young girl up into beach blanket bingo. You know, 70 years old, but she had MS that she announced in 1992, and which is eventually what killed her. But, you know what? Here was somebody that was, I mean, we grew up with her. I mean, she's older than I am,
yes.
but you grew up with Annette. She was the one that lasted through all of the, not only the Mickey Mouse Club, but then the Disney movies. And then she went on with, over to the beach blanket bingo, beach party. The ghost with the invisible bikini. I mean, all of these things. She was in like all of these movies. And, but she always had this really, really, I mean, squeaky clean. I mean, even in a bikini, which she, by the way, didn't wear, she wore a two-piece. Even in that, I mean, you didn't see her doing, you know, makeout scenes or all that. Mm-hmm. She was always one that was who was her boyfriend?
Frankie Avalon.
Frankie Avalon, who was a dog, and we all knew that, because he's always chasing after the new girl in the film. What can I say? Annette Funicello, dead at age 70.
Another icon goes, my goodness.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're looking for threes.
Makes you feel like a kid.
Margaret Thatcher yesterday, Annette. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I got Curtis Byron here. We're going to be talking a great party. It just happens to have food served there. We'll be right back after these messages.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hot cars!
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The Friday night cruise and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Redding Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 49 degrees, 7:15 in the morning. Linda is on her way up to Mount Shasta getting her eyes checked. You remember a couple years ago she had an eye operation to fix a torn retina. And about every 6 months, she has to go up there and get her eye checked. Mm. And it's in Mount Shasta. So she goes up there and makes the trek. Today she's going with a good friend of hers. And so.
Well, yeah, cause they'll get her all dilated.
Well, what they do is they dilate one of the eyes. Yeah. And so, I never let her go up there by herself, but this time she was wanting to go with her girlfriend so they could do shopping and stuff. Where are you going to shop at Mount Shasta? Maybe they're just going to have dinner.
Don't let them get kidnapped by the Lemurians.
Let's not be talking about my buddies and the Lemurians here. How tall is a Lemurian as of today?
Isn't this like 7 feet or something?
Seven feet tall. They used to be 9 to 15 feet. Team. 9 to 15 feet, but interbreeding after all these years. Okay, but speaking of a great time. Well, why are you looking at me like this?
The mothership was parked on Mount Shasta this morning if you didn't get a look.
Why do you laugh? I mean, we had the expert in here, and the gentleman said that Lemuria used to be this huge continent. And then, because it was going to come to an end like Atlantis, they built all these inner worlds, like in Mount Lassen and Mount Shasta, many other mountains out there. But they were, where it was set to hold 25 million. Approximately only 25,000 got in there.
And Donovan never did a song about Lemuria.
Yeah, well, and anyway, the, so after all these years, but anyway, we're taking time away from.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Hey, okay. We were talking about great places to go this weekend. The 12th annual non-salmon feed, the sportsman dinner, auction and raffle being put on by the Rotary Club of Redding, Riverview Sunset Group, which right there should tell you something, is having one this weekend. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you.
Why is it a non-salmon feed? This is your 12th annual feed. But
right.
This is only your second annual non-salmon feed.
Yeah, we went 10 years serving salmon, and it kind of ran its course. It's kind of like the salmon runs of Redding, you know. It just kind of got lower and lower and lower. So we kind of changed it up last couple of years, and we're offering meat now. You can have meat.
Yeah, meat.
Lots of meat.
Meat. Yeah. Okay. Now this is, you know what, as I was saying yesterday when I was talking about this, is you go to one of these, oh, okay, it's a Rotary Club, you know, so here, what are the raffle items? Oh, scotch. Oh,
yeah.
Bourbon. Oh, rifles. Oh, cigars.
And cigars. That's right.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's like, this was a manly type of, but women are invited. Of course, Linda had a great time. It was great food and it was just a, and you also had things, games of chance, didn't you?
Yes, we have our becoming our world famous turd toss, you know, that you chuck it into the toilet, you know, and win prizes there. And
you get extra points if you bring your own. Okay,
no politicians invited.
They've been practicing, and it's not fair. It's a beanbag that you throw into the toilet.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you hit the toilet, you get some kind of prize.
Yeah, you get actually tickets for the grand prize, which Pepsi has graciously stepped up and donated some very nice prizes, full gas barbecues, flat screen TVs, a Nook. You know, those types of things. We've got some.
These
really
are some great. You've got some great prices.
Oh, yeah.
And your raffle and your silent auction, stuff there with, like I said, the rifle and trips.
Yeah. We've got a week.
Everything.
A week in, Hawaii, a condo in, Maui. We've got, I believe a week up and running with golf included. We've got a couple golf trips. We got some wonderful dinners on the river. Our members have stepped up and offering eight people, 10 people, dinners on the river with river cruises. And we've got, our Rotary Club is actually stepping up and going to do a barbecue for 20. Anybody buys that, 20 people, we'll come in and do a barbecue for you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Now, we're going to find out what you use this money for. I mean, besides, you know, some people may think you all just use it to buy booze for the Rotary Club, but that's not true.
That's not true.
If you all know the Sunset Rotary, you've not had the opportunity to be invited or to go to the Sunset Rotary Club for one of their meetings, I think you're really missing your chance here. And we're going to give you Curtis's phone number so you can find out how to do that. When we come back, we're going to give away a couple of tickets worth $55 a piece for the salmon feed, so get ready. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
We got a battle up. Welcome back. KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way up to get her eyes checked up about Shasta. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, Super Coffee. You can buy anything you want to make coffee or a brew coffee right there. Espresso Joe's, walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Great prices. They will meet or beat any price in town for tobacco products. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. My guest is Curtis Byron from the Rotary Club, the Sunset, Riverview Sunset Rotary Club group. How many Rotary Clubs are there in town? 40?
No, there's five in Redding and one in Anderson.
Okay.
Right, immediately local.
Okay, we're talking about their 12th annual non-salmon feed, but that's kind of a misnomer because you had you had 10 annual salmon feeds.
Yes.
And this is your 12th annual feed, but it's non-salmon. You're just meat.
Yeah.
And well, there's other stuff with it too. Yeah. Salad and green
and
stuff.
And potato.
Potatoes. Right.
C.R. Gibbs is catering.
Oh, okay. These tickets are like $55 a person. But where's the money go to?
Well, over the years, we've supported the Women's Refuge. We rebuilt the kitchen at Martin Luther King Center. Lately, we've spent a lot of time with the Shasta County Foster Kids and that organization, and we're actually having a really good time with them. That's just wonderful.
I know you've been involved with Luis Miramontes.
Yes, we brought a surgery
machine here.
The Da Vinci. Yeah,
here.
We gave him the seed money to start that foundation.
Well, you know, we kid around here about this party, but it is a absolutely great party, and the tickets are $55 a piece, and I've got two of them I'm going to give away. But y'all have contributed over $300,000 to a number of projects over the past 11 years.
Yes. We have.
Did you call for tickets?
I have not called for tickets. I am getting ready to call for tickets. Hang up. Okay, get ready. No, I haven't called for tickets yet. But get ready. Nope, I have not done it yet. I just talked about it. You know, I love you people out there. You know what? You just made my day. Whoever's calling, it could be my wife. I'm not sure.
They're in the starting blocks, you know.
They're in the starting blocks.
Okay. Hands in the ready.
All right. Are you ready? The first one to call, 605-4567, gets two tickets to the Salmon Feed, $110 value, starting now. Now watch, nobody calls.
Yeah.
Anyway, the 12th annual non-Salmon Feed Sportsman Dinner Auction and Raffle is going to be this April 13th. You know, sometimes I tease myself too much. April 13th, right, that's this Saturday at the Redding Elks Lodge. How do they get tickets besides these two I just gave away?
They can call me. At 224-2345. I have them in my office here in Reading.
Hey, you know what? These are absolutely, you know, Linda and I went last year. Unfortunately, we can't go this year. Otherwise, you'd sit at the table with us and just be, you know, crazy. But we had a great time. And I mean, it was like, you know, these are, you know, people are just kind of turn things loose. They're throwing things in the toilet and the,
Turtoss
are not the only things out there that you can win on. You've got many other games.
Yes.
Would you like to describe the one, was it the Dolly Parton? Oh no, that wasn't, you said that was next year.
Yeah, that was next year.
Okay. All right. We'll wait till next year.
We're trying to find the best impersonator.
Okay. All right. This is, the Rotary Club of Reading, Riverview Sunset, they've given over $300,000, in cash to, projects ranging from the Bally School Project to the Martin Luther King Center, polio, Special Olympics. I know you're really involved in that Special Olympics.
Yes, we are.
Okay. And, Shasta County Women's Refuge, the library, U.S. Armed Forces care package. I mean, everything. You all have done it. And I applaud you. I applaud what you've done in our community.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thanks for all your support and help.
Well, you know what? This is people that go on and put a lot of work and effort in these and to do this. Bill, you just won two tickets to the Rotary Feed, and just come on down to 1326 Market Street, and you will find these tickets sitting under Bill in our hermetically sealed safe that only you will be able to get into after we take a DNA sample and look into your eyes deeply and a thumbprint.
And a picture.
And you have to leave somebody here.
Deposit.
That's right. Okay. Curtis, one more time for the phone number.
224-2345. Just give me a call. We've got tickets available. We've got about two tables left. More than welcome. Great fun. We have a good time. So it is
a good time. So what'd you think about Annette passing away? You're younger than I am, but did she play any part in your life, or are you too young for that?
No, she did. You know, she did. I think Margaret Thatcher played a more important role for me, you know.
I'm trying to think of two more diverse roads there.
My gosh, you know, obviously you grew up in a different time frame than I did. Margaret Thatcher. Yeah, the hots for Margaret Thatcher.
Did I say hots? I didn't say hots. I said she played a more important role, her and Ronald Reagan. Man.
That's that T intersection right there.
Yeah, I tell you what, difference 8 or 9 years makes in one's life, huh?
That's right.
Okay, we've got to run. All right, good thing you all do and the Rotary Club does, the Sunset Riverview. So, 12th annual non-salmon feed this weekend.
Thanks, Carl.
We'll be right back after these messages with Cool April Nights.
from the Fox Business Network. Stocks are searching for direction in early morning trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is just about flat. Meanwhile, Qualcomm is boosting its quarterly dividend 40%. Shareholders can expect a cash payout of 35 cents a share. And the European Commission has launched an antitrust investigation into some of MasterCard's payment fees. The EC has concerns that some of the company's interbank fees and related practices violate competition rules. MasterCard has already been banned by EU regulators from charging cross-border card fees within Europe. MasterCard says it intends to fully cooperate with the Commission. And Christie's is announcing it will be the first international auction house to operate without a local partner in mainland China, one of the world's biggest art markets. Christie's will start holding auctions in Shanghai this fall. China became the world's biggest art market in 2011, but slipped back behind the United States to second place last year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Got an iPad? Take Fox News with you. The Fox News iPad app is free, and it's only available at the App Store. Browse the Happening Now section to see the day's hottest stories. And access the live Fox News channel ticket when you're away from your TV. Plus, get Fox News alerts, stream live video, and watch the latest clips free. Check it out at foxnews2go.mobi. That's Fox News, the number 2, go.mobi. Fox News everywhere at foxnews2go.mobi.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody who has a kerosene heater, we do take trade-ins. If you want to go with a new heater or a used heater, give Johnny a call. Kathy just got in a pallet of barbecue bottles and forklift tanks. With spring comes green grass, and we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and blowers. We have log and shake for all the wooden decks and fences, so give Sherry a call or Bethy, and they'll walk you through it. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com if you want to order fuel or just pay online. We've done a little yard work in Corning to make it more truck-friendly, so stop by and see Robin and say hello. With cool April nights just around the corner, stop in at the Redding plant and pick up some high-octane race fuel. We have lots of it. Northern Lights Energy for CFN and Fleet Pride. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. 51 degrees out there, 7:34 in the morning as you're scurrying around your home or wherever you're at, trying to get ready. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 24 inches in length, Jeff can fix it. Jeff guarantees his work. If Jeff can't fix it, he'll tell you, so he won't waste your time and take your money. Jeff Wurst at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair right on 3280 Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Barbara Harrison is back. So it's
good morning.
Obviously, day two of cool April nights, and she brought Ron Lim with her. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Oh, it's just tough getting up.
I haven't had coffee yet. Yeah.
Coffee. Well, we have pots of it back there.
Right.
That's what we live on in here in the station. You brought
a car.
That goes beyond car. A car is something like a. It's like a Ford.
No.
A Dodge or a Honda. You brought a work of art today. That when the first thing you notice on it, it says Hemi.
Yeah, right.
And the next thing you notice on it, there's a hole cut into the hood to let the blowers or suckers, whatever those things are, out. You can't even see over them. You must have, you have little cameras so you can, look around.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. What kind of car is that?
That is a 1970 Plymouth Roadrunner. Slightly modified.
Slightly. The paint job on it is absolutely exquisite.
Done by Reed's Auto Body Shop, by the way.
Oh, okay.
He built the car.
He did. Mm-hmm. What did you do? Watch?
Road checks. I watched. Came up with a lot of the ideas.
And he paid for it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the big thing. Writing the checks is, it's huge.
You got it.
But it was your design, though, on this.
So a lot of it.
I can see that.
Yeah. 7 years.
Yeah.
And it's pink.
Well, it's kind of pink. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you, but it's kind of like there's other colors blended into this. Pearl. I mean, it's
pearl blue.
My friends this weekend, or next weekend, I should say. And after the Clipper Nights begins, it's going to be down to Civic Auditorium.
Yeah, inside.
Because Barbara Harrison, our love goddess of Reading, how do you pick the ones, to be in there? Because these are kind of special ones.
I want something different. I want something special. I like the idea. It's homegrown, in Reading by a local builder. I just like the car, and I thought everybody else would appreciate coming in and looking at it as well.
I really like that car.
It's gorgeous.
It is just, and it looks like there ought to be two cops sitting on the street just waiting. Yeah. Just waiting for you to start it, and they run over to give you a ticket for something.
Well, they might after this show.
After this show. Yeah, if you come down and park across the street where they usually park, and by the way, this is the Be Aware of Not Driving While Distracted Month, Distracted Driving Month, where the police are being extra, extra careful to see that if you've got a cell phone in your hand or looking down or something like that, they will pull you over and give you a distracted driver's ticket. I'm just warning everybody here.
Good thing I don't use mine.
I know, you don't do that.
I don't do that either.
Anyway, so how long did it take to get to your automobile to where it is, or your dream to where it is?
7 years.
7 years. Mm-hmm. It's just a, how big is the engine in this?
It's a, supercharged 472 Hemi.
472 Hemi.
That's
supercharged.
Big. That's big.
Well, no, I mean, I'm can't they fly like aircraft with that?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, easy.
Well, I want to put it on my ultralight.
We
see this fiery streak across the sky, up in the air. Is it Superman? Oh no, it's Ron.
It's pretty big. I doubt I could get it off the ground, actually.
Wow. So 7 years of doing that. Mm-hmm. And now you've been doing this for a long time, haven't you? Involved in cars and everything?
First one I've ever had built.
Oh, okay.
I just happen to own cars that I've bought over the years, all the way back to 71.
But this was the first, this is the first one you had built, then.
Yes. It was quite the experience. I wouldn't do it again, or I would do it differently if I did it again.
So, what was the biggest surprise when you started this?
How long it took, how much it cost.
Rust bucket. Is that what it was? It was just sitting in a field someplace, or did it run?
It ran barely, but I bought it from a friend in town, and he had bought it at some auction, and. Ended up getting that just to try to do something with it, but, we weren't we were not going to go this extreme.
You were not going to go here. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to talk about the building process.
Okay.
You know, yesterday we talked to a gentleman that, Jeff, who built his car. And by the time he finished it, you know, thousands of hours in it and thousands of dollars. And it sounds, you know, after 7 years, especially, with the type of work that's been done on this car, and not to say that Jeff's isn't beautiful too, but, I just want to kind of go through your thought process of once it started, how did it continue like that? We'll be right back. We're talking cool April nights. We'll be right back after these messages.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace?
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
A lot more driving. Yeah, Ronnie in the Daytona, little GTO. We're right back. Carl in the bot, KCNR1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State. It's 51 degrees, 744. We're blowing it out here with GTOs talking about cool April nights. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Mike Huber and Estate Granite, some of our favorite people. We trust him enough to give him the keys to the house and say, Mike, we're going to be gone for 3 days. Can you do something here? And he just replaced all the granite in the kitchen. Did it all. Did it in the, you know, did the splash, did it all, designed it, put it in there, cleaned it up.
And it's gorgeous.
And you've seen it, right? Barbara's seen it. It's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, he did put granite on my toilet seat. I'm not sure what that meant. I keep sliding off. But it's easy to clean. What? What?
Comment. TMI.
Keep going.
Give him a call at 530-241-7866. Sorry, Mike. 530-241-7866. No, I mean, he does great work. Barbara, you've seen it.
He does, but you know what? You brought that up. Now you live with it.
Well, he can do anything.
And
if you're going to give it, local guy, does great work, and I think he'll really, really be happy with what he does for the state grant over there. Okay, my guests are Ron Lim and Barbara Harrison, who is the one that puts all the cars together for the Civic Auditorium.
Inside. Yeah.
And then Ron's one of the ones that have been selected this year. Now, Ron, you told me you're not a mechanic, really.
No, not at all. I don't even change my own oil.
Okay, well, that's good.
We've got Jiffy Lube.
We have – got to make sure that's our group.
Okay.
Because our guy is the best.
I go to – whatever, all of them.
Wherever I go to. Okay. And we talked about, you and I have that in common. We are not mechanics.
Exactly.
Okay. And the tires, air, it's got air in them, right?
I know.
I can never figure out where that is.
And I let Denim do it.
Okay. All right. So you bought this kind of a rust bucket and the engine was having a few problems and you said, okay. The process started 7 years ago.
Yeah. We wanted to do this car was for my wife at the time, and she liked my Charger and she wanted a drivable, Mopar old Dodge. And so we got we went to Plymouth, the Roadrunner. She liked that. And, we were going to replace the engine with a little bit bigger one, a rebuilt one.
Mm-hmm.
And as we, went more and more into it, the more it costs. And then, my friend, Michael Duncan, who is a very big Mopar nut, said, Ron, I've done the research, and to rebuild a bigger engine, just a little bit more, you can get
a brand new
crate.
Just a little
472
bit
Hemi.
472 Hemi.
And that's really as far as I
how big was the original one?
Just a 383.
Oh, just a little bit more, 472 cubic inch.
Hemi. So, we went with, we'll put that in it, and that's about as far as we're going to go.
Yeah, okay. We just put a new car. Put an engine in it.
And then when you get something that's all really nice and beautiful and sound bucket, and then a big rust bucket, then the rest of the car starts looking kind of
tacky.
So, then came we were going to paint it, but then, of course, before we could paint it, there was a lot of body work that needed to be done on it.
Of course.
And then more ideas started popping up. And before we knew it, it's a show car instead of a
drive around town car.
Although I've been driving it around.
You brought it right here. And I'm sitting in front of the station. If you're driving by, take a look at this, 1326 Market Street. Look at this car. When you drive by, it drives by slowly and stay away from it. But drive by slowly. And, in fact, you know what? As we were leaving, I saw a couple of homeless guys getting in the back seat. You know, any place.
There's no
to
back
sleep.
Seat. That's
well, they were going to lay it. They were laying on the speakers because the whole back seat is speakers, right?
It's all stereo. And that's who's going to sponsor the show, a car into SEMA this year.
Okay. Now, the car, okay, so 7 years ago, he put in the engine and then started the body work. And gosh, then you need the interior. And you know what? You need a sound system, so all this stuff keeps going on. Mm-hmm. Then the paint job.
Yeah.
That's, it's a one-of-a-kind paint job, too.
It is. And I can't tell you how many things are in that car because I don't have time.
How do you shift it? Cause there's no, I would looked in there and I saw no gear shift or nothing on the floor. Well, so there must be something that works.
We have an electronic push button.
Electronic push button.
But that's just half part of it. It can also go to Formula One paddle shifters. And the way we have it, the built and geared
up. Is that on the steering wheel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's all, it's a very modern, technologically modern car inside. It looks like
The old one. It looks like something you would see back in the 70s.
Exactly.
On the strip.
We wanted to keep that.
On the strip.
We wanted to keep that look, but it's highly modified otherwise. The underneath is painted, finished, probably a good 1,000 pounds of chrome underneath. So
underneath it?
Oh, yeah. It's just as nice looking in the bottom as it is on top.
Wow.
And it's finished everywhere.
Is everything finished?
Are you going to raise it?
We're going to try, but okay. I mean, we don't have a lot of time to set up. But we've done it before, but.
You've got a couple days. Well, get on it.
Yeah, but he's going to take it on a trip. He's heading. He said he's going to go up to Alturas. Drive up to Alturas, drive down Main Street, turn around, go over to Cedar Springs, look out there, shoot a few squirrels, and come on back.
Don't tell Doug I'm doing that. No.
Don't tell Barbara you're doing that.
Yes, no.
I don't want anything to happen.
We are going to put some mirrors in the front and back, but not completely.
Let's go to the coast.
Mm-hmm. But we have pictures of the bottom that will be shown too. Okay. So that people can still see the bottom. People
so this is just that. From the ground up rebuilt, what year was it? 1970 Roadrunner with a 470 cubic inch Hemi engine in it with superchargers. And it's got do you clutch? I mean,
no,
there's
automatic.
No clutch. It's all automatic on this. Yeah. Okay. And so you got the toggle switches like you would be using in pro racing.
It's all, it's got a roll cage and everything in it. And it's got special wheels on it.
How fast will it go?
We don't know.
How fast has it gone? When you were on the strip that
25.
Time.
What strip?
Well, you know, I thought you were just on the strip just to see how fast you could go on a quarter mile. You've never done that?
No, it's a show car. I can't do that.
You can't?
The bottom is too finished.
Do we have a caller? Okay.
No, it's too finished.
Okay, I'm going to ask you on the break. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. We're here with Ron Lim and Barbara Harrison. We're talking Cool April Nights and just this car that started out as, well, you know what, I'm just going to have the engine redone here. 7 years later, and I'm not asking how much. We'll be right back.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Giddy up, poor nights.
Before I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, poor nights.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on.
No, you go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today.
Starting Monday, April 15th, Agenda 21 Radio will be 5 days a week from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Join us next week as we expose the Obama administration's use of psychotropic drugs on our veterans and members of our armed forces. Remember, Agenda 21 Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 12 noon, right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Free Fire Radio. If you're tarnished, it's invited.
Oh, cherry, cherry, coop now. The wild is going around. Get my cherry, cherry, coop. It's the sharpest thing in town.
Hey, welcome back. Obviously, it's Cool April Nights Week. Every morning this week at 7:30, we're going to have different builders on. Probably Barbara Harrison here, I hope. Barbara comes in with us every morning. And we're going to talk about their cars and everything they did. Carl in the bot, KCNR 1460, 51 degrees out there, 755, getting ready to go to work. I bet some of you are. We've been talking to Ron Lim and about his car that he's been going on for 7 years, and he just got it finished 3 weeks ago, right?
Right.
3 weeks ago. And you drove it down here today.
Yeah, it's outside.
Yeah, and it is, and it's absolutely a beautiful car. I am not, you know, what you'd call a car person. Mm-hmm. I just never have been. You know, I know it's meant a lot to a lot of people and all this, I think, you know. But yours, I would drive yours up and down the street.
Because it's pink?
Well, that's part of it. The other part is because just to listen to it. I mean, you know, the fact is I don't know if I could make enough money to put gas into it. Because once it cranks up, I would imagine every time it turned around and turned over, boom, another gallon goes down.
Well, I put 20 gallons in it the other day and drove it for a day.
A day?
Yeah.
All day?
No.
No. 25 miles an hour?
I can watch the digital gas gauge go from 90% to 15%.
At the stoplight.
Pretty much. You can watch it drop. Yeah.
Okay, so why do people do this? I mean, you're not going to drive it. Really. I mean, you're not going to take it out in the street. So why do people, I'm trying to ask, you know, when I ask people, why do you build a car?
I didn't plan on that.
Yeah, but you did. So, but at some point you could have said,
no, I couldn't.
You couldn't.
No, because each step makes the rest of the car look shabby.
Uh huh.
And so you just have to
just keep going.
Keep going. And the cost really is more from going from one person to the next. Who can do the job or one who can't do the job. And we had to go through several. And this is something that all built car builders.
It's trial by error.
Yes. And you pay for.
You build your own.
You know, you can pay for, you have to pay for something done. Even if it doesn't work out.
Right.
Then you got to pay for it again. So it's not the same as like just going in and get.
Taking your car and having a fender fix.
And it's to say it's not right. You take it back. They don't charge you for fixing it again.
Right.
It's a lot different. You have to pay every time.
Oh, we had to fabricate this. So I got to refabricate it.
And again.
Oh, that word fabrication.
Yes.
Scary. Mm.
Scary word. Mm-hmm. Very scary word.
So it just evolved.
Okay. So what are you going to do with the car? I mean, now you've got.
It's going to hit the show circuit. It's going to go to SEMA, which is a very big show in Vegas.
Okay.
It's huge show in Vegas.
That's where a lot of cars get discovered. Then it'll go on a lot of magazines. They're all waiting for them, for it. And we are going to send a picture to the Playboy Mansion because in October they have a Mopar car show every year. And I think being pink.
You're in.
I'm hoping we're in. And I do need extra people along to detail the car if you.
Well, I bet you could probably take, probably the station will shut down.
I was just saying if you want
to go along. You know, to the Playboy Mansion? Okay. You know what? Yeah, I'll polish that car.
Yeah. I'm sure Linda wouldn't mind if you come. Polish the cars. Yeah.
Linda's on her way to Mount Shasta. I wonder if she can still hear. I wonder if she can still hear the signal all the way up there. Okay.
Well, I know you really don't want to go.
I don't want to go.
I know.
No. Nah, you know what?
You've got too much going on.
But anyway.
There's way too much going on to go to the Playboy Mansion with a hot car, Ron Lim.
A hot pink car.
Yeah, which is the perfect color for them.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks so much for coming on today.
And
good luck in the SEMA shows and this and for being so open about this car. And just one day I'd just like to, you know what? If you leave during the break, I can listen to it start up and as it drives
away. I'll wait till
okay.
I'll start it up when
he has to go next door.
Oh, he does?
Who does?
I do? Well, we don't talk about that.
No.
Okay. Oh.
I just don't want him to run out the door.
We won't run out.
Okay.
Hey, when we come back, we've got two things going. We've got the pharmacy from the Veterans Clinic in our ongoing series about the different parts and the different departments in the Veterans Clinic and what you can do to make your life easier if you're a veteran going down to the clinic. And also Rob Burrows is going to be here, be talking about the latest blast he's having out there this weekend. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. For all its threats and talk of war, North Korea is a clear and direct threat. That's what the top U.S. commander in the Pacific is telling the Senate. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Admiral Samuel Locklear tells Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin North Korea may be a threat, but for now it's a manageable threat.
Are you satisfied that we would be ready if there were such a limited military action from North Korea?
I am satisfied that we're ready today, yes.
Admiral Locklear says Kim Jong-un is ratcheting up tensions mostly as a way to consolidate his domestic power. He calls Kim an impetuous young leader, more concerned about that power than he is about his own people. Dave?
Rich, in Afghanistan, two American soldiers are dead after a helicopter crash. Officials with the U.S.-led international force say there were no reports of enemy activity in the area. 14 Republican senators say they'll filibuster gun control legislation. But some parents whose kids were killed in the Newtown school shooting are hoping to change their minds. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
After his speech in Connecticut last night, President Obama brought 12 family members of Sandy Hook victims to D.C. on Air Force One. They're going to lobby senators to support gun control measures. The vice president and attorney general have an event later today with law enforcement officials. All this to win over enough senators to at least get a vote on the measures. Now, it's not just Republicans. Some Democrats are having trouble with the legislation, and that means there may not be enough support to even have a vote. Dave?
Mike, more Americans are taking the train. Amtrak says ridership rose 1% in the first 6 months of this fiscal year. Despite some Hurricane Sandy interruptions, March was Amtrak's best month ever, setting a passenger record. The snow is coming down in Denver.
This is going to be a messy storm.
It's already canceled nearly 500 flights. It's a blizzard in parts of Colorado and Utah. Up to 20 inches of snow forecast, and that storm stretches from Utah to northern New Mexico over to Minnesota. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Ah, the sound of small business, getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
A UN convoy attacked in South Sudan. 5 peacekeepers from India were killed, along with at least 7 civilians. South Sudan is blaming rebels backed by Sudan. Secretary of State John Kerry has left the Middle East, where he again tried to restart peace talks. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in Jerusalem.
John Kerry wrapping up 3 days of talks with Palestinian and Israeli officials, saying he doesn't want to announce the details of his new push for peace, but that both sides are committed to returning to talks. He also says he's making moves to help economic progress in the West Bank.
All of these efforts will be put into this initiative to try to make a significant dent with respect to employment and economic security in the West Bank.
Kerry is expected to return here in the coming months. He's now gone to London to meet with the Syrian opposition. Dave?
Emily, a drug the FDA pulled off the market 30 years ago is back. Winning approval again is the only treatment specifically designed to treat pregnant women with morning sickness. The scare about Bendectin causing birth defects turned out to be a false alarm. It's being rebranded as Diclegis. It's a great day for Louisville.
The top seed team.
Smith. Hancock. Best shot he's had this half. And he gets it.
Finishes on top.
We have a brand new national champion and they hail from Louisville, Kentucky.
The Cardinals soar, beating the Michigan Wolverines on CBS 82-76. Rick Pitino making history as the first head coach to win national championships at 2 schools.
This was a great college basketball game. Can't tell you how proud I am of the guys.
Wolverines coach John Beilein gracious in defeat.
We could have done some things better. At the same time, Louisville is a terrific basketball team.
Louisville has another chance to celebrate tonight when the Cardinals battle the Lady Huskies of UConn for the women's title. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
It's been a quiet day on Wall Street. The Dow's been down. It's been up. Now it's 6 points higher. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way up to Mount Shasta to get her eyes checked. Kind of the, it's a continuing process that after you've had a torn retina or a slipped retina, whatever that is, repaired, is that they check on you, every 4 or 5 months afterwards forever, it seems like. It's 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you're right there. The Radiant Searchlight finally came on with a front page about how much the county is spending on the Anselmo lawsuit, which we've been trumpeting now for 2 months. Maybe it's, Silas was on yesterday. Maybe that had, no. County has been spending $522,000. And you know what, my friends? 6 months ago, 5 years ago, this could have been ended with a $40 forgiveness for grading. 5 years ago. That's when it started. Why didn't somebody step up and do it? Anyway, that's not what we're going to talk about today, but we're going to first start off our day with Chris Lasondak, who is our Wells Fargo advisor with our Market Minute. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are modestly higher. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 11 points at 14,625. The S&P 500 up 1 point at 1564, while the NASDAQ Composite's adding a point at 3224. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 173 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Intel's up 41 cents at $21.49, Apple down $2.50 at $4.23.64, Microsoft adding 50 cents at $29.08, while Facebook is down 11 cents at $26.73. Of local interest, Home Depot up a dime at $71.32, North Valley Bank up 8 cents at $17.74, and AT&T up 4 cents at $37.66. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.73%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.22. Oil's down 15 cents a barrel at $93.21, and precious metals are higher with gold up $14.11 an ounce at $15.87.20, while silver's up 72 cents at $27.97. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
That would bless your heart.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Chris, for that update. We have our Wells Fargo Market Minute on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive in Reading, or give them a call at 530-243-7561. Chris and Susan and Kathy and Josh and Steve are great people to talk to about investments. Again, give them a call at 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors. Bad Bob, the weather.
Sunny today, a high near 75. Clear tonight, low around 53. Beautiful skies this morning. But tomorrow, check this out. Sunny, a high near 84 degrees in Reading. And this report is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, where the county has spent $522,000 trying to shut him down and have lost 13 motions in a row. Probably a new record in the state of California. How much longer are we going to keep spending money like that? Oh, it's half of it's being paid for by insurance, so they don't really care. Let's just keep spending the taxpayers' money. Oh, I have 474-5546. Make reservations. Tomorrow, of course, is our Thursday is pizza night and music on Fridays. Barbara Harrison told me to give away 2 tickets, and here they are. Get ready. Get your phones. This is a 1950s-style sock hop and ice cream social for Monday, April 15th. At the Reading Civic Auditorium, you're getting $5 tickets for free. I've got 2 of them. In fact, I could probably even come up with 2 more.
It's a really
and
fun little event.
This is a great time. Then you also get $3 off any large pizza from Mary's or frozen yogurt from the social. So any free tickets, 530-605-4567 for the Sock Hop for Monday, April 15th, a week from yesterday. And we're going to take a break Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. When we come back, we're going to have the head pharmacist of the chief pharmacist. We're going to have a pharmacist from the Reading Veterans Clinic. We'll be right back.
If it seems a little time is needed, decisions to be made.
Hot cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The Friday night cruise and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody who has a kerosene heater, we do take trade-ins. If you want to go with a new heater or a used heater, give Johnny a call. Kathy just got in a pallet of barbecue bottles and forklift tanks. With spring comes green grass, and we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and blowers. We have log and shake for all the wooden decks and fences, so give Sherry a call or Bethy, and they'll walk you through it. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you want to order fuel or just pay online. We've done a little yard work in Corning to make it more truck friendly, so stop by and see Robin and say hello. With Cool April Nights just around the corner, stop in at the Reading plant and pick up some high octane race fuel. We have lots of it. Northern Lights Energy for CFN and Fleet Pride. Reading, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Community talk radio for the North State. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring the in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The North State's nutrition experts are all at there over at Orchard Nutrition. Everybody recommends Orchard Nutrition. Their store is just outstanding. Give them a call at 530-244-9141 to ask them questions or find out things that you may want to know about your nutrition and what they have there. Or stop by 221 Locust Street right there. They fix sandwiches, and it's just a great place to visit and pick up all those things you need. I wasn't kidding about the sock hop, all right? I'm going to keep it up until somebody calls and takes the sock hop tickets. They're for next Monday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's a great place to take your kids. If you have a good time, sock hop. 530-605-4567. I am joined with Dr. Janet Carter, pharmacist extraordinaire from the Veterans Clinic. She's already made a huge impression on us by saying, is that, give me a bad time, your meds will stop.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Great. You know what? What a great personality you have.
Oh, thank you.
And then
you.
She asked, where's Linda? She's never even met Linda. Where's Linda? Oh, there's the story of my life.
She's fabulous. Well, so I wanted to meet her.
She is.
Well, as you know, are
we
you.
We will set this up.
She's a lucky woman.
Oh, well, my God. Anything I can do for you. Here, let me. Would you like a little lemon in that water?
I would love some. In the South, you put lemon in everything.
In the South.
Yeah, in the South.
I know. And you're from Arcadia?
Arcadia, Florida.
Mm-hmm. And you grew up, did you ever think you were going to be a pharmacist?
Yes.
Is that in your family?
No, it wasn't in my family, but I started working at Walmart when I was 16. So, Walmart Pharmacy. So I spent 20 years of my life at Walmart Pharmacy.
My gosh. Mm-hmm. And so you went through school and then came back? Did Walmart put you through school?
No.
Okay, just wondering.
No. Are you drinking so early in the morning?
Well, I do. I try it. It takes the edge off the morning, you know? Okay, doctor.
Yeah. I can't complain though. Walmart treated me very well.
How did you get, now, when you get into the Veterans Administration system, did you start here at Reading or were you starting someplace else and just transferred?
You know what? I was in retail my entire career and we moved to Reading and there happened to be an opening at the VA here. I applied on a whim and I got the job.
Okay. So how long have you been here?
3 years.
3 years. Mm-hmm. How can a veteran make his life easier by working with the pharmacy?
By calling your prescriptions in.
On time.
On time. Don't wait till the last minute.
And how long does it take if, say, your prescription has expired?
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take for that to be addressed and then to be mailed out, just as an average?
I would give it 7 to 10 days. Just really, it's mail time.
Okay, so it's 7 to 10 days, really, from the time you call it in. It should get to you.
Exactly.
Or it should be mailed within the next 7 or 10 days.
Exactly. Well, it should get to you within 7 to 10 days because it usually comes out of Tucson.
Okay. Oh, okay. But do the phone calls come to right here at the clinic right here?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, there's an 800 number.
Right. There
that
is.
You call in. But it does get to Reading.
Okay.
We'll take care of you. You just have to call it in.
And you'll do emergency fills.
Right.
If it's something that can have an adverse effect on your health.
Absolutely, yes. But unfortunately, this pharmacy is small. We're not really an outpatient pharmacy like Walmart would be, where we have everything. We have limited supply. So unfortunately, sometimes we don't have everything that people need. But we will do the best that we can for you. We don't like to let anybody go empty-handed.
Well, really? Hey, I'll just stop down there. Feel something to keep me going during the day.
Sure.
Do I just come see you?
Absolutely. Whatever you need.
Somebody else that's out in the parking
cash,
lot.
I'll take cash, shoes. I do have a pension for shoes.
I don't know Dr. Carter. I know Dr. Carter now. But she walks in. I said, and something about it. She says, well, who else would wear shoes like this? And she's wearing like 12-inch stiletto heels. I mean, so... And which is why you want to meet Linda, because
yes,
you two dress
because
alike.
She's fabulously fashionista, which I enjoy.
Oh, okay. So when you moved here, you said with your significant other?
My fiancé.
Your fiancé. Mm-hmm. And so is he a doctor? Or
he is, actually. He's a radiation oncologist, Dr. Matthew Allen.
Okay.
He is at 963 Butte on the corner of Butte and Continental for all your radiation oncology needs. Harvard educated.
The bill is in the mail.
Harvard educated. He'll never tell anybody that.
That's because there's a reason for that.
I'd wear a sandwich board. Yep. I'd relate everything to Harvard. Oh, this is the weather that was like when I was at Harvard. Everything would be related.
I think I found a guest host. Just sit down and turn her on. Yeah. Hey, the microphones are on. Okay,
I've never
let her
been
go.
On radio before.
Yeah, yeah. Here she goes. Well, you know what? Try not to be scared of that mic, okay?
Okay. I'll try my best.
Try not to be scared, and you can put down the air sickness bag. I think you're going to be okay.
All right, good thing.
Okay. Have I missed a commercial break? No, I'm okay. So you're at the pharmacy, what's the biggest problem? Is it people not calling in?
People not
time?
Calling in. And they don't understand that we aren't fully stocked with medications.
Okay.
That's the biggest thing.
And if it's a what if it's a life-threatening type medication, you usually have those there?
Oh, absolutely. Things
so
that have to do
have
with
that.
Your blood pressure, heart, things mm-hmm. like that, absolutely. We're not going to deprive you from that.
Okay, so you've got that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
But if it's other stuff, I can't think of what it would
right,
be.
Right, like if it's something that maybe affects your cholesterol, that's really not life-threatening right now. Okay. So that kind of stuff we may or may not have there for you.
Okay.
But like I said, we'll do our best.
So you should, if you've run out of your medicine that's, mm-hmm. that can be a threatening thing, like the high blood pressure medicine, right. like that, just trot on down to your
trot on down and see us. You might get a little lecture about calling in your prescriptions on time. I'm just saying.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. But we do understand that, you know,
some things happen.
That
yeah.
things that life happens.
And yeah, like so. Like pharmacies never made a mistake.
No, never. You kidding me?
We'll be right back after that. Carl and Tabat. Our guest is Dr. Janet Carter, who is one of the pharmacists down at the Veterans Clinic here, telling us what we can do to get better service and to help their job at the VA clinic. And her fiance is from Harvard. We'll be right back.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. 51 degrees, 8:23 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, family owned, family operated. All employees are safety trained. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane, great group of people to do business with. Our guest is Dr. Janet Carter. Bon voyant. The drug pusher down at the VA. She's
legal,
the pharmacist down
legal
at the
legal,
the legal drug. Here's the one you want to go to for drugs. Okay, we have a phone call.
Oh, great.
Susan.
Hi.
Good morning.
My dad is an 87-year-old veteran down in Chico.
Uh-huh.
He is totally abusing the
system.
Wait,
Susan. Wait. Hang on.
Yes.
Okay, start again. We had to get your phones on.
Okay. My dad is down in Chico. He's 87 years old, and he is a veteran. He takes very little pills, just blood pressure.
Right.
But on behalf of his home health care worker who does nothing, he orders Vicodins. He orders Valiums by the armloads. I'm going to go talk with his administrator, the doctor, on Tuesday with him about this drug abuse. He's not aware that I'm going to be talking about it. But it's crazy how often he just calls them in and gets them. Isn't there any way to monitor this overload of taxpayer dollars being stolen?
Susan, you raise a great point. It's a totally great point. We do have abuse that's rampant. At the pharmacy, we are trying to curb that as much as we can. As pharmacists, we review everyone's medications. Unfortunately, at 87, listen, my parents are 82, so I totally get it. It looks like it may look like he would probably need that. So unfortunately, it's the provider's job to monitor that as well. He shouldn't be just giving narcotics, haphazardly. We do monitor urine drug tests. We give everyone a urine drug test every 6 months. Usually it's random. It may be less than 6 months. It might be, every 2 months. Just depends. It's all random. If the medication doesn't show up in the patient's system, then we have a little chit-chat with the provider and the patient. To figure out what the problem is. Now, if we give you a drug test and something shows up that you shouldn't be on, again, you get the chit-chat, and it's more than likely you'll be cut off.
But what about, I think she's asking about is that somewhere it must be in their prescriptions because the guy keeps ordering it, and your father never gets it.
So your dad's not getting it? Maybe I misunderstood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he gets them by mail. They come in. He has them on the calendar.
But not your dad. It's his care provider, right?
Yeah, she's taking them, and he's giving them to her.
Oh, okay.
So your dad is receiving the medications?
Correct.
Okay, and ingesting the medications?
No.
Okay.
Just
so the
blood pressure.
Got it.
Rarely would take a Valium.
Okay.
So he's giving it to his care provider.
Correct. Who's probably selling them on the street?
Probably. Probably making a nice little profit too.
Yeah.
At your dad's
expense. We can talk ourselves. My sister and I and brother-in-law's blue in the face to him, and he is so. She does nothing, but he's dependent on her for companionship.
I see. Yeah, that's
We're
a tough
Redding,
spot.
And he's in Chico. I mean, it just can't flit down there every day.
That's a really tough spot.
I tell you what, Susan, why don't we do this is don't hang up because we got to take a break here in a couple minutes. We'll get your name and phone number, and we'll give this to the doctor.
Great.
And then she can give it to somebody to follow up on. How's that?
Great.
Yeah, usually the patient advocate. I can get you in touch with that person. We'll take care of your dad.
Yeah, I know the name of the doctor who's...
Okay, let's not say that.
Don't say that outside. Okay, don't hang up. You're gonna hear it click, but don't hang up, and he's gonna take your phone number.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, you know what? It's a problem.
Huh? Oh, it's a huge problem.
It's
a huge problem. That's very unfortunate that she has to go through that. It's a huge problem. Abuse of the drugs is huge. You know, and we try our best, but
sometimes this happens.
People are sneaky. It's unbelievable.
Because they're addicts or they're selling it.
Sure, and it makes good money. I hate to say.
Okay, now we've got to take a break.
Okay.
In a couple minutes, so you started something that was in 2 minutes. Okay, you applied for a grant.
I did.
And only 16 were awarded.
16 in the U.S., yes.
Okay.
16 in the U.S., I received $436,000.
To do?
To implement a system for our home-based primary care patients, people that are too critically ill to come into the clinic.
Right.
We've got a new program here in Redding that has a pharmacist, myself, nurses, a physician, social worker, occupational therapist. We come to your house.
Really?
Yeah, we'll take care of you at your home.
Okay.
But my idea is to blister pack your meds so you don't have 30 different bottles of medications that the nurses have to root through to get in a pill box.
Okay. And when did this start?
We're just putting together the team now. So it's just brand new.
And this is your baby then?
The machine is my baby, yes.
Okay. So you can come back and talk about that.
I would love to.
Right? So
yeah,
we can
come
back how to do that.
Sure.
Someday when Linda's here.
That would be great.
I'm just sitting here and watch. I'd say Dr. Carter's going to be here, so Linda, get her hair done. Yeah. And you two can sit here and giggle.
Wonderful.
Well, we really appreciate you coming by. Guys, what do we got here?
About
45 seconds. Again, the most important thing people can do is
call in their meds.
Mm-hmm. And if people think something's wrong, obviously they can call another person.
Oh, absolutely. That's what we're here for. If you have any questions, just ask for a pharmacist. That's what we get paid for. That's what we're here to do, is to serve our vets. And we appreciate everything that they've done for us. And that's the least we can do for them, really.
Dr. Janet Carter, what a nice person you are. And we're going to have you back on here soon. I want to talk about this other program. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Washington is taking North Korea's warnings seriously, the Armed Services Committee hearing this morning from our top military commander in the Pacific.
Are you satisfied that we would be ready if there were such a limited military action from North Korea?
I am satisfied that we're ready today, yes.
That's Admiral Samuel Lockyer saying Pyongyang's new leader has used the past year to consolidate his power. Some former NFL players going up against the league in
today's
court.
Federal court hearing in Philadelphia will determine whether about 4,000 former football players can go ahead with their suit. They accuse NFL officials of concealing what they knew about the dangers of playing after sustaining a concussion.
Fox Radio's Courtney Keeley, the NFL maintains safety has always been a priority, denies any fraud or negligence. Fox News, we report, you decide.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, Community Talk Radio for the North State. And what can I say except this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, great haircuts, great people, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, Bad Bob, I have not seen you giggle that much in probably 3 years, all in one 15-minute segment.
Doctor did a very good job. And then I went outside and listened to Ron's car, and I tried to catch it on recording, and it didn't capture. But my goodness, that's a healthy sounding vehicle.
Oh, he kicked over a 472-inch Hemi. I laughed. I said, "Is that all you got?" Well, then he turned it on. It was like, "Bah!" All my hair fell out on that side of my head.
Small bird, 300 yards back, just fell from the sky.
Doctor Janet Carter was just on. What a great representative for the VA. We're gonna have her back on again, because anybody that's that cheerful this early in the morning. Of course, she does work in the pharmacy. So, just kidding. Come on. So now, speaking about another guy that's always cheerful in the morning and just a happy kind of guy, Rob Burrows.
Yeah, you don't have to deal with me that early like everybody else does.
Yeah, you know what? I try to hold you to 8:30 because at that point I can deal with you. All right.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, my buddy Rob Burrows.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm hanging in there. You know, I'm still dealing with some of my physical issues coming back from Iraq, but we're making it.
Well, you know what? They catch up with you. I can only tell you that. It doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any better. It's all of a sudden now there's like, why do I have this pain in this portion of my body that then you realize that 30 years ago, you fell out of an airplane or something like that. Enough of that though. You're here to talk about the 5th annual Boondocker Ball.
We are coming up this weekend, April 13th, Saturday evening, starts at 5:30. We have the 5th annual Boondocker Ball. It's a fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Museum Heritage Center. And we'll also be introducing the new Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services program. It's going to be a great night. It's really important for us to get our folks out there to help endorse the museum and help support us financially. You know, we don't get money from the city or the county or the state of California or the federal government. We have folks coming in all the time thinking, oh, you've got money coming in from the feds. We do not have anything coming in financially from any government entity, period. Everything is donated by private individuals, and we are run by a nonprofit a group of volunteers. Nobody gets paid there. And so everything is out of a labor of love. And these fundraisers that we have, especially like the Boondocker Ball, they support the museum. It helps us carry on throughout the year. So it's so important for us to get folks to come on out.
It's a great event, and it's great food, dancing. It's got it all there. Live auctions, Vintage Vixens costume contest. I've seen that group down there, and they are a wild and crazy group.
Yeah, it'll be a real nice evening. Well, Blue White Band's going to be there. Blue White does a great job. If you're looking for some great music, again, the event is 1940s USO dinner and dance style evening. And so people are going to be dressing up, coming out. We're going to have the vintage vehicles also and the vintage aircraft that'll be in the hangar there with us. So it'll be just like stepping back into 1941. 1945 time frame. If people are interested in getting their tickets, they can get them online at our website, which is NorCalVeteransMuseum.org, through our PayPal system, or they can call the museum, which is 378-2280. But what's really convenient is they can go to any North Valley Bank in the North State here, and North Valley Bank is supporting us greatly this year. And so they have tickets at all of the North Valley Bank branches. And so we'd encourage folks to be able to go to North Valley Bank and to be able to, this is the beginning of the Cool April Nights week. And so we wanted to have our bash at the very beginning so people come out and have a great night. Then they can be able to go right into the vintage vehicles throughout the next week. And so this is a great community event.
And this is going to be on April 13th, this Saturday. Cocktail hour is going to start at 5:30 and dinner at 6:30.
That's right.
And I have in my hand 2 tickets.
You have 4 tickets.
Yep. I know. I have 4. But I'm saying 2 tickets to give away right now.
That's right.
Have these other 2 I will give away during the week. But I have 2 tickets to the Boondocker Ball. These are $80 tickets for 2 of them, $40 a piece. Includes dinner. You know what? It's a great time to go out there and to support the museum, support our veterans. If you haven't been out to the museum yet, you need to go out there. And if you've been out there, you need to go again because it changes constantly. But I have 2 tickets to the 5th annual Boondocker Ball, dinner, live auction, dancing, vintage Vixens costume contest, music, the whole thing. If you give us a call at 530-605-4567. And we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back after these messages. Give us a call, 605-4567.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we're in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you're paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Don't let tax time slow you down. Accelerate to Wind River Casino and play our Dodge the Tax Man Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to win a 2013 Dodge Dart SE, a car that turns heads, a new sleeker compact with a new sleeker look. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Win a variety of prizes, free slot play, or a 2013 Dodge Dart. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Just use your free River Club card daily. Your chance to be a contestant to play the Plinko game board for free slot play on Tuesdays. The final drawing for your chance to play the Plinko game board is on Tuesday, April 30th, where you could win free slot play or a brand new Dodge Dart. The best part is that you get to avoid the tax man. We pay the sales tax for you when you drive off in your 2013 Dodge Dart. Over $40,000 in prizes given away in our Dodge the Tax Man Swipe to Win promotion. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun for your chance to win the 2013 Dodge Dart. See official rules. Some restrictions may apply. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. We're talking some 40s music here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. It's 57 degrees out there. 8:43 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Redding and all of the North State. They have got something that you want. And whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, whether it's new or previously owned, they are going to have something for you. It's your neighbors making great deals for you. And their service department will make sure that your vehicle stays on the road and is safe. Give them a call at 530-223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue in Redding. They are a great part of our community, Redding Crown Motors is. They're playing a big part in the Cool April Nights. Having a big show out there. They do a lot for our community, Redding Crown Motors. My guest is Senior Chief. Is that right?
Yeah, still Senior Chief.
Senior Chief,
yeah.
Rob Burrows, who is, you retired now.
No, I still have another month.
Another month. Okay. And then you're retiring.
Yep.
Tell us about how the museum's doing.
The museum right now is doing extremely well. We are just busting at the seams. Again, if people aren't familiar, it's the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. We're located out on 3711 Meadowview Drive, which is the southwest corner of the Redding Airport off of Knighton Road. And we are open Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 4 o'clock. We're getting ready to change into our summer hours, and that'll be Wednesday from 10 in the morning till 5 o'clock in the evening till Saturday. And so it's just a great time. We have just taken on a premier collection at the museum. Colonel James Sweat, our local Congressional Medal of Honor awardee, who received his Medal of Honor in the South Pacific in 1942 at Guadalcanal. He had passed away here in 2008, and we just received his entire personal collection at the Northern California Veterans Museum. And so we have, by being able to take on this national asset of a Congressional Medal of Honor awardee, it has allowed the museum to be placed in a much greater category for having national assets. And it's going to open up doors for us to be able to have some greater grant applications and capability here for Northern California. But it's a privilege for us to be able to honor Colonel James Sweat here in Northern California and to keep his memory alive, and also the memory of all the other men and women who served during that time frame in the South Pacific. And so as we get ready to grow, we've just taken on an additional 10,000 square feet. So the museum here over the next 6 months will expand to 16,000 square feet from our 6,000 square feet that we have right now. And that will also encompass the brand new offices for our homeward bound military family support services. And that is a program for us to be able to take on and help post 9/11 veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. And that allows us to be able to put a program out there, not so much for the veteran themselves, but for the veteran's family, because there's all types of VA benefits for the veteran, but there's nothing to support the spouse and the children. And so this program is to help them with counseling and emergency services, to be able to have a place of camaraderie for like-minded veterans coming back. And it's basically a place where they can come and socialize and have assets, a collecting place, but not feel like they're under the gun of some system that's out there. And so, you know, a lot of times in Northern California, we have our veterans come back and they're scattered. They come back from different units or from the Guard or Reserve or even active duty. And there's the closest support is Travis Air Force Base or McClellan or someplace down Southern California. There's nothing in Northern California. Even Beale Air Force Base is way out in the middle of nowhere out of Yuba City. And so.
Well, they have, I don't want people to think there aren't programs through the VA and.
Not for families.
Oh, for families.
For families.
Well, the VA Center just opened up here too. It's a couple months ago, but that supposedly is there also to help families, but I don't know how much it's gotten off the ground.
Well, this is an added service.
Yeah.
So that's why we're bringing this in, because we have people come in the museum.
Saying, I just didn't want people to, but I know that what you have going.
Right.
But they're trying to establish something too for families up here, which they should have done years ago.
Well, yeah, this war is 12 years old.
Yeah.
We've had people suffering from the very beginning.
It's just getting worse. And the VA is just getting worse. And I'm not talking about the service or the clinic here. They're great people. I'm talking about the overall Veterans Administration is drowning in its own paperwork and bureaucracy. And the fact is you're getting ready to push another close to 50,000 service people out of the service here over the next couple of years because of budget cuts and the war's over and all this. And as we do after every time of conflict, let's push them out and then try to rebuild with, you know, no money and everything. I mean, the whole Veterans Administration, this whole plan from the time it started under Bush till now is woefully underfunded, underthought, and they just don't care.
That's the bottom line. The bottom line is, you know, I understand that a lot of them, they have good, maybe well-meaning intentions, but when it comes down to the brass tacks, the boots on the ground is where the issues are at. And these guys coming back and these gals coming back, that's where the issues are at.
And
there's no really.
And I hold President Obama and President Bush completely responsible for this. They are the leaders. They're the ones that are supposed to be putting the time and effort. Oh, you know, give us all your crocodile tears about how you care about the veterans. You know, oh, let's get their, you know, with Michelle Obama. Oh, yeah, well, you know, can we do the things for the family? Walmart came out and said they're going to hire 100,000 veterans over the next 5 years, starting on Memorial Day. What exactly has the Veterans Administration done that's even something like that, except get further and further behind because they can't get the money to take care of the veterans that they pushed out into combat for the last 13 years?
Well, they've created so much bureaucracy that you can't get through the system. And even if you want to try, it's 2 year waiting list.
How much do you pay for the bureaucrats? I am not talking about the doctors and the staff down at the Veterans Clinic or many other places in the hospitals. They are just outstanding people. I'm talking about the bureaucracy at the Veterans Administration level, starting with the national and working your way down. How many billions of dollars is being spent on salaries, health care, and all this for people that don't do anything but push a paper and you don't, you know, it's a redundant system?
Well, they've got so much literature out there, you try to get through the system and it's still, you're looking at 2 year waiting
list. Did you know there is not a phone, and TRICARE sends me something because I'm getting ready to turn a certain age, right? There isn't one phone number on there for TRICARE. There's other phone numbers for all these other organizations. Try and call TRICARE. You've got to get onto a computer to address anything with them. Did you know that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. That's the problem we're having with all these programs.
And then that's, again, that's part of your Medicare. That's part of what's happening in the military. And they're getting ready to cut back on all the to have us start paying more into our health care. Now, at the time, you know, of life when a lot of people are retiring.
I'm a firm believer if they make it difficult enough, then you'll walk away frustrated and you won't come back. And then they succeed. And I believe that's how the program works.
And that's why people call up is after they've gotten the nose. Then you call your congressman. You really should, you know, I think Congressman Lamoff said he's setting up offices here to help people that are having problems. Which, finally.
Well, he sees that there's a need in Northern California.
Yeah. Well, there's a need all over the United States. Pardon me for just, you know, like bitching about this, but I am so tired of hearing the same thing. I've been listening to this for 7 years and I just got into it. I imagine it's been going on like this for 30 or 40 years.
We talk to veterans every day that have issues that some of them gave up years ago and now they're trying to come back and get into their program.
Yeah, because they made it too hard.
That's exactly right. Because they say they care and they don't.
We'll break on that one. We'll be right back. Again, we're drawing the line between the hierarchy at the top and the people that are on the ground right here trying to help you. They are like Dr. Janet Carter that was just here. She's out here to help. She's gone out and gotten grants to help veterans. We're talking about the ones at the national level. And frankly, President Obama, it starts with you, partner. He took me not
train goes everywhere. Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody who has a kerosene heater, we do take trade-ins. You want to go with a new heater or a used heater, give Johnny a call. Kathy just got in a pallet of barbecue bottles and forklift tanks. With spring comes green grass, and we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and blowers. We have log and shake for all the wooden decks and fences, so give Sherry a call or Bethy, and they'll walk you through it. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you want to order fuel or just pay online. We've done a little yard work and corning to make it more truck friendly, so stop by and see Robin and say hello. With cool April nights just around the corner, stop in at the Redding plant and pick up some high octane race fuel. We have lots of it. Northern Lights Energy for CFN and Fleet Pride. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Hot cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The Friday night cruise and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Rail and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Redding Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Redding Solid Waste website at reddingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Redding Solid Waste website at reddingsolidwaste.net.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. Linda will be back tomorrow morning. She was up in Mount Shasta getting her eye checked today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If you got an emergency, you call Alliance Air. Or they'll just do all those things to keep your air conditioning and heating systems working well. And it's going to start getting hot here soon. You want to stay in that cool environment. And a air conditioning system that has been tuned up is going to be a lot cheaper to use. It won't waste electricity. Check out homecomfort.org is our website, or give them a call at 221-2642. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Bad Bob, weather.
Sunny today, a high near 75. Mostly clear tonight with a low about 53. And tomorrow, check this out, 84 for the estimated high. Light north winds currently in Reading. It is 60 degrees. And this report is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. Pizza night tomorrow, Thursday nights, and of course music on Fridays. Head on out, take a look at that new pavilion they've got out there. Great place for weddings, and they've signed a lot of weddings up. And Somo Vineyards, where the county can spend $544,000 trying to put a business, trying to put a really functional business that hires 100 people out of business. Okay, the, what?
I didn't say a word.
No, I'm just,
yeah, my son works out there. So.
I know, you know what? Your son has got longevity out there.
He's got, you know. He's worked very hard at doing his best out there. He does a good job.
Yeah. He does a good job out there. And in fact, they all do. I poke at the county here. The thing is that both sides need to get together. I understand that they may be working something out. That would be great. But, you know, why can't both sides just sit down and just say, what do I need for this permit? And have somebody say, okay, you've applied for this permit. This is what you need to do for it. And then they just do it.
We understand at the museum. We're working with the city in the same manner.
Oh, is it tough?
It's been real tough. There's all these roadblocks that we're up against right now. We're still requesting some funds and working with the property out there. And every time we go before council, it seems like it's pretty tough to get somebody to vote yes or no. But, you know, no's always really? The easiest. There's always money for things that they want to do, but never funding for what the civilians would like to do. And we represent a pretty good chunk of military veterans in our community and their families. I would say probably at least 40% or 50% of all of our military and their families that live in Northern California or the Reading area. The museum represents those folks. It's the heritage. It's the service. It's the flag. Speaking of the flag, back again, there's still no flag in front of the library.
In front of the library.
There'd be no library if it wasn't for the flag and the veterans who served that flag. What about the monument that sits underneath there for Desert Storm? There's no flag next to that monument that sits in front of the library for Desert Storm, post-Desert Storm veterans. And I believe your name's on there. My name's on there. My son's name is on that. We even offered a flag to help support the program with the flagpole and things like that from the museum.
The flagpole cost, from what I understand, $6,000. And I was there that night when they voted that down because, oh, we can raise that money. How hard is it going to be to raise $6,000? How long ago was that? 6 months?
Well, at least.
At least 6 months ago. We can't get $6,000 in the city, out of the city to raise a flagpole in front of the library. Now, what kind of library doesn't have a flagpole?
Well, you know, they can raise $3,000 out of the management budget for the bridge to turn it pink, but they can't raise a flag. They make it red, white, and blue. And so that's really a question that I have, you know, with the Parks Department and things like that with the city. So it's their priorities. What do they choose as priorities? What do they not? And obviously the patriotism of our nation, which is a Purple Heart community now.
Yeah.
The flag represents those Purple Heart men and women who serve this country.
We honor our veterans as soon as you drive across the line here in Shasta County.
It's real cheap to be able to speak it, but not do it.
It costs $6,000, my friends, to put up a flag at the library. Maybe KCNR ought to get together with our friends out there and people that want to raise some money and come up with $6,000.
We should hold the government accountable for what they're responsible for. There shouldn't be a public building out there that doesn't have a flag in front of it by law from public statutes.
How did it get built without it? It went through the process and nobody noticed it.
Didn't notice it. They said, you know what? We're just not going to do it. And they didn't. So anyway.
So much for that.
Back to the Boondocker ball.
If you want, it's going to be. Okay. We got 1 minute left.
Saturday night.
You get your tickets, at any,
North Valley Bank.
North Valley
Jones
Bank.
Jones Ford,
or give y'all a call at 378-2280.
At the museum itself.
Or at the museum itself. And we'll be giving away a couple more tickets this week.
That's anyway, right.
Rob Burrows.
You know, we stand for freedom. We stand for patriotism. Sometimes it means we have to take the step that everybody else doesn't want to take. But you know what? Somebody's got to do it because we're not going to let it go.
There you go.
We fought for it. I fought for it. You fought for it around the world. And now we're not going to come home and just let them walk on us.
There you go. Rob Burrows. Tomorrow, it's Cool April Nights, and of course, Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti will be on tomorrow. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The Republican leader of the Senate caught on tape discussing what could have been a controversial campaign. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live on Capitol Hill.
In what's thought to be secretly taped conversations, Mitch McConnell and re-election campaign staffers are heard discussing attack strategies against actress Ashley Judd. The recordings appear on the liberal Mother Jones news site. McConnell's campaign manager calls it Watergate-style tactics above and beyond. The campaign adding it's asked the FBI to investigate. Judd has since decided against a challenge to McConnell. Dave.
Jared also at the Senate.
We're ready for the fight with North Korea if that day ever comes.
We're ready.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham questioning the top U.S. commander in the Pacific, Samuel Locklear, who calls North Korea a clear and direct threat. Earlier today, the North urged foreigners to leave South Korea, warning of war. The sequester's automatic budget cuts have hit the Air Force.